things. Their stories stand out, tapped and battered, so tested and true, stories tempered to resist. The master craftsman holds his work up to the light. He breathes upon the shield. The figures mist, then shine again. The bronze begins to sing. Nigel Spivey, Cambridge, England, 2004. Prelude, Orpheus in Love. Eurydice was a girl born to the company of dryads, the spirits of woodlands and fields. So there was nothing she liked better than to hitch up her skirts and run barefoot through open countryside. And Orpheus, who loved her, was inclined to let her go. He was a poet. Therefore, it delighted him to see her move so free and fast. He doubted he could ever match her easy, flashing strides. Just once he tried, kicked off his sandals, and followed in her trail. Within moments, he was howling in agony, hopping and clutching his heel. Eurydice dashed back to where he lay collapsed on the ground. She saw straight away it was not the end of the world. Bending over, she seemed to plant a lingering kiss on the sole of her beloved's foot. With the tip of her tongue, she located a thorn. Gently, she extracted it, teasing it out with her teeth.